Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump did it. His tariffs have actually worked. You see, as I'm sure you've all heard by now, President Trump threatened to impose trade tariffs on both Canada and Mexico if they refused to help secure their sides of the border. Because every single day, our open borders on the north and south are abused by illegal immigrants, drug smugglers, and human traffickers. And I'll tell you what, it's a big problem that we can't handle on our own. We need help from our neighbors to the north and south. And so Trump said, hey, listen up. If you don't help us lock down these borders and make them secure, we're going to impose a 25% tariff on everything coming out of your countries into our country. And he said that if they try to escalate this into a full-blown trade war or impose their own counter-tariffs against the U.S., then he's going to escalate those 25% tariffs into 50% tariffs. And so guess what? The deadline came. Trump imposed the tariffs on both Mexico and Canada after both of them ignored Trump's requests for help for weeks, by the way. But ultimately, they've both completely capitulated within the last 12 hours. And so, hey, first off, let's take a look at Mexico, who actually agreed to Trump's demands before Canada did. As posted earlier today by Mexico's El Presidente Claudia Sheinbaum, we had a good conversation with President Trump with great respect for our relationship and sovereignty. We reached a series of agreements. Number one, Mexico will immediately reinforce the northern border with 10,000 members of the National Guard to prevent drug trafficking from Mexico into the United States of America. Number two, the United States of America is committed to working to prevent the trafficking of high-powered weapons into Mexico. Number three, our teams will begin working today on two fronts, security and on trade. All of these things will pause the tariffs for 1 month from now. So hey folks, there you have it. As a consequence of Donald Trump's tariffs, Mexico has now agreed to deploy 10,000 of their own military personnel to help secure our southern border. And yes, this is what winning looks like. And hey, speaking of winning, I do want to say real quick, if you guys enjoy the videos, please consider subscribing to the channel. It really helps a ton. Every single day I'm combating the dreaded YouTube algorithm, and the support really does go a long way. But okay, let's talk about Canada now. As you might remember, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau actually imposed counter-tariffs on the U.S. just yesterday, effectively saying that he's willing to enter a trade war with the United States of America. Now, I would guess that he had thought that Mexico was going to back him up on this. Well, as we just saw, when morning rolled in, just around 10 hours later, Mexico completely capitulated to Trump's demands and agreed to help secure their end of the border. So Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was pretty much left all by himself with a trade war against the United States of America. Not exactly a good position to be in. And so given these almost comical circumstances, I suppose Justin Trudeau had a change of heart, releasing this statement. Take a look. I just had a good call with President Trump. Canada is implementing a $1.3 billion border plan, reinforcing the border wall with new choppers, technology and personnel, enhanced coordination with our American partners, and increased resources to stop the flow of fentanyl. Nearly 10,000 frontline personnel are and will be working on protecting this border. In addition, Canada is making new commitments to appoint a fentanyl czar. We will also list the cartels as terrorist organizations, ensure 24/7 eyes on the border, launch a Canada-U.S. joint strike force to combat crime, fentanyl, and money laundering. I have also signed a new intelligence directive on organized crime and fentanyl and will be backing it up with $200 million. Proposed tariffs will be paused for at least 30 days while we work together. So folks, there you have it. Canada has ultimately decided to capitulate to Trump's demands as well, agreeing to lock down their side of the border, just like Mexico. And now, it's worth remembering real quick, all Trump originally wanted from Mexico and Canada was a little bit of help with securing the borders. Like I said earlier, some pretty terrible industries have popped up along our borders as a consequence of our lack of border security, and Canada and Mexico are just as responsible for it as we are. Which is really what makes this entire situation so strange. Mexico and Canada are supposed to be our allies. They are our neighbors, but both of them refused to do anything until after the tariffs were imposed. Trump made his request for help months ago, and they both ignored him. And so it was only after punitive measures had been taken that then they decided to actually do something. And actually, Canada's first move was to impose retaliatory tariffs against the United States. And I have to say, I don't think Trump was really asking for anything that was unreasonable. I mean, like, hey, if my neighbor's dog poops on my lawn, I expect them to come and clean it up. Really, it's just one of those situations. All you have to do is be a good neighbor. But I want to say, you know what's funniest about all of this? All the progressive politicians and all of the left-wing media outlets have been absolutely screeching that Trump's tariffs will never work. They're just going to backfire and harm the American consumers. In fact, take a look at this recent clip from none other than Chuck Schumer.
Let's just take Super Bowl Sunday, okay? It's going to affect beer, okay? Most of it, Corona here, comes from Mexico. It's going to affect your guac, because what is guacamole made of? Avocados, both from Mexico.
Yeah, well, guess whose tariffs just worked? That's right, Donald Trump's. And you know what? I feel like I just have to say this. You want to know what's really actually bad for American consumers? Because it's not trade tariffs. How about over 100,000 young Americans overdosing on fentanyl and dying each and every year? Or how about soaring housing prices and suppressed wages because 3 million illegal immigrants are coming into the country each and every year? Or hey, how about tens of thousands of children going missing each year because of human traffickers? These are all things that are actually bad for Americans, not a shortage of Corona beer on Super Bowl Sunday. By electing President Trump, we have decided to become a serious country again. We are getting back to tackling the issues that actually matter to Americans, and slightly more expensive guacamole isn't one of those issues. But anyway, here's the point. America has an actual president back in the White House again. And I don't know if you guys have noticed, but Trump has gotten more done in 2 weeks than Joe Biden has in 4 years. And you know what? While we're talking about border security, take a look at this border crossing chart from just a few days ago. Trump has already knocked illegal border crossing sightings down to almost zero, where under Biden, it got as high as 2,500 sightings per day. And guess what? That chart doesn't even include assistance from Mexico or Canada, which we now have. Why? Because of Trump's tariffs. And it's probably worth throwing in here. Trump now has leveraged tariffs against not only Mexico and Canada, but also Colombia and Panama. So his negotiation strategy seems to be pretty tried and true at this point. It also seems as if Trump doesn't actually want to impose tariffs on other countries long term. Tariffs are just a negotiation tactic to get other countries to chip in their fair share. Because let's be brutally honest here, a lot of other countries around the world have been acting as vultures, slowly picking apart the dying carcass of America. And so, hey, Trump has had enough. We have had enough. America has had enough. We are done being taken advantage of by other countries. And if leveraging tariffs is what it takes to get some equity on a global scale, then so be it. Because at the end of the day, this is why people voted for and elected President Donald Trump. The motto is America first. And that means doing what's best for America and the Americans therein, even if that means it's a little bit uncomfortable for other countries. But really, let's be honest, that word uncomfortable really just means that they can't take advantage of us anymore. But ladies and gentlemen, I think that's all I've got for you with this one today. At long last, we finally have a competent leader again, a leader that is actually willing to make tough decisions on behalf of the American people. But hey, I want to know what you guys have to say about all of this. This is a really big topic, so please go down below and drop a comment. Please like the video if you liked the video. Please consider subscribing. It really does help a lot. Thank you all very much for watching, and of course, as always, stay safe.